This one's a handoff right through the middle, and number 28, Brandon Harper, thought he had a gap, but then Ubley came through and surged on him. Number 71, Jonathan Bisher, brought him down for no gain, and now it's third down and eight to go from the 13-yard line.
He was met immediately at the line of scrimmage. Good penetration. There were three Bearcats there before it was all said and done. Lemke in on the tackle also.
Third and eight coming up for USA, deep in their own territory, the 13-yard line. Jeff Wright is still on the sidelines being taped up, and looks like Ubley called a timeout for that reason. It's the first timeout called by the Bearcats of the night with 5:48 left in the second quarter. You're tuned to WIW. It's USA 8, Ubley nothing.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow, and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 21st annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Currently, it is 8-0 USA over the Bearcats. USA with the ball on a third and eight situation deep in their own territory, the 13-yard line. Ubley just called a timeout, mainly to get Jeff Wright back on the field. He had been bleeding from the left elbow. Looks like he's all taped up and ready to go again.
I think so. Ubley might be thinking possibly a pass play here. Wanted to get one of their better defensive backs out on the field. With him being a quarterback, that could help read the play a little bit quicker.
They have a receiver wide each way, Harper and number 85, Nordstrom, one each way. There's the snap. It's a handoff right through the middle. Nothing going there. Brandon Harper, and now it's a rugby scrum. They get out to about the 16-yard line. Nothing more. A gain of three on the play, and now brings up a fourth down for USA. More than likely, bring out the punt team.
Number 60, Logan Lemke, in on another tackle for that Bearcat defensive line.
Ubley has made 17 tackles, two for a loss so far in this game. And Ubley is ready for the punt. They have two men ready, Kurt Kabosky and Cole Rogenbach. They stand at the 50-yard line. Ready to punt is number 20 for USA, Ryan Millerwise, a junior. He stands at the 4-yard line. Awaiting the long snap. There it goes. It's a little short right after one hop. Picks it up. Kicks it out. It bounces at the 44-yard line across midfield. A great USA bounce and finally comes to rest at the 42-yard line, where USA had down the ball, and it's Ubley ball from their own 42-yard line. So that USA drive was a three and out for them, and Ubley gets the ball back with a short field to work with. 58 yards for a score, 4:49 left in the first half. It's 8-0 USA.
As good as that punt was for USA, it's still got to be considered a win for Ubley. They have great field position. Like you said, just 8 yards shy of being in scoring territory.
First and 10 for the Bearcats, right in front of us from their own 42-yard line, right to left across your radio. Right under center, three men in the backfield. Black helmets, black pants, black jerseys, back to pass. And it's complete to Kurt Kabosky at the 45-yard line of USA. It is a 13-yard reception for Kirk Kabosky, and the first completion tonight for Jeffrey Wright, first and 10 for the Bearcats.
And first completion of the season, number 20, Ryan Miller, wise in coverage, makes the tackle. Nice throw and catch there by Ubley, coming out on first down, catching USA off guard. Jeffrey Wright keeps them feet planted. He makes a great throw right on the number.
First and 10, 4:35 left in the second quarter. It's a handoff right at the middle. And number 20, Brown, is out for the runnings, and he has the first down and then a bag of chips by about 2 yards out to the 33-yard line, a gain of 12 for the freshman, and move the chains one more time for Ubley.
Ryan Miller-wise in on another tackle. Notice he was the defensive back in coverage last time. Not a good sign for USA defense if your defensive backs are making tackles.
Miller-wise suddenly now has 3 tackles, all coming in a short time. Working off the left hash, it's a handoff to Brown one more time, and he's brought down at a last-second dive from the linebacker after a 7-yard gain out to the 26-yard line. Second and 3 coming up for Ubley.
Nathan Milkey, the linebacker, makes the tackle for USA.
4 minutes to play in the first half. Ubley starting to surge down the field. They've come up empty-handed twice in the red zone of USA, though. Second and 3. T formation. Hand off to the left to Rogenbuck. He has the first down. Finally brought down to the 19-yard line. They have him marked down actually at the 20, though. And that's enough for a first down and a 7-yard gain.
For the Patriots, Austin Harper makes the tackle.
3:45 currently as the clock begins to wind down again. First and 10 for the Bearcats, working off that left hash as they have done all night. Right to left across your radio. It's a quick handoff to Brown. And Brown is across the 19. That's enough for a first down. 11-yard gain into the 9-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal for the Bearcats.
Number 20, Ryan Miller-wise with the tackle. 54, Austin Harper blew through the line. Actually, got a good hit on Jeff Wright. Wright did everything he could to get the ball handed off. Nice job there.
And we have a timeout on the field. 3:32 left in the first half. Both teams want to talk this over, and so will we. We'll be back in 40 seconds with Ubley 0, USA 8, but Ubley knocking.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In the first half, and it's Ubley trying to knock in on the first time tonight. They trail by a touchdown, 8-0 to USA in Ubley, Michigan, on an absolutely beautiful evening here. We're in the lower 80s right now, humidity at a nice comfortable 60%, and Ubley is at the 9-yard line of USA, first and goal for the Bearcats, and Wright is under center with a T formation behind him. There's the handoff, handed off to Brown, and he's into the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Ubley! The freshman is the first man to score for the Bearcats this season. It's now Ubley 6, USA 8. 2-point conversion coming up.
Derek Brown had a nice little hole. He squeezed through the line, and no one to touch him until he crossed the goal line. Nice run there by Brown, and the freshman looking like he's been doing this for a long time.
A 9-yard carry into the end zone, standing up. To think he was playing junior high football last year, Dave.
It's hard to believe. It's almost no transition for him so far.
T formation from the 3-yard line. Going for the 2-point conversion. It's a handoff to Kabosky. Nope.
Looks like Brown again.
Brown again. They give it to the man, and he scores again. It's a tie ball game. 8-8 with 3:28 left in the first half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back after this.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014